Have you ever heard of any kind of bucket that a woman could keep around the kitchen to put scraps in for the hogs?
Slop bag.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Would you keep that in the kitchen or?
Well, you can keep it in the kitchen or under the sink or something like that. Mm-hmm.
That's right. What about if you were going to fry yourself some eggs or fry some ham? What would you cook that in?
Cook that in the frying pan.
Have you ever seen one that people used to use for cooking in the fireplace? That I had.
Yeah, I've seen the iron skillet.
Mm-hmm. Were those different from what you call the fire frying pan?
Oh yeah, that's different than the cast iron.
Did the ones that you use in the fireplace have legs to it?
Well, we had some with legs to it and a cast iron top. Some of them didn't have legs. Mm-hmm. Seemed all kinds.
Was that still called a skillet?
Still called a skillet.
You ever heard of anything like that called a spider?
Called what?
A spider?
I don't guess I have.
You ever heard of that? Mm-hmm. This is something else that you don't see too much anymore, but used to people out in their yards would have these great big old black things that they could boil clothes in, or potatoes, or stuff like that.
Wash pot.
Mm-hmm. You see many in this area?
Not a few, not too many. Mm-hmm. Okay. And antique.
Mm-hmm. What about a vessel that you could boil tea in that have a long spout to it?
Tea cup. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And a container that you would have inside to put cut flowers in. What would you call that?
Cut flowers?
Yes, sir.
Vase?
Right. Now, would you ever grow flowers in a vase?
No. We don't grow them in a vase. We grow them in flower pot. We grow them in a vase. Vase is for cut flowers.
Yes, that's it. What about the names of the ordinary utensils that you use to eat a meal with? You got a...
To eat a meal?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You got your knife, fork, you got your glass, you got your plate.
You're eating soup, you got a...
Got a soup bowl.
Mm-hmm. And
soup spoon.
What about if you're eating steak? You say you got a set of steak.
Steak knife.
And after you eat the meal, when you've got the dirty dishes, you say that the woman is going to get the dishes clean, she's going to
wash them.
Mm-hmm. And what about to get soap suds off of them? You say she
drank them.
Is a cloth about that size that you would use to wash the dishes? What would that be called?
Oh, a dish rag.
Dish rag. And what about the one you used to rinse with?
Well, you rinse them with a towel. I rinse them with hot water.
Right.
Dry them with a towel.
Right.
Sometimes they didn't dry them, but you rinse them in boiling water and rack them up and let them dry themselves.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they call scalding them?
That's right.
And that took the place of...
Right.
What about a rag or a cloth about that size that you would use when you're taking a bath or shower?
Wash cloth.
Mm-hmm. And the big one that you dry off with?
Drying towel.
Drying towel. I see. On your sink in the kitchen, right over the sink, the thing that the water comes out of, what would you call that thing?
Faucet?
Yes, sir. Now, if it's outside, that you hook up a hose to it?
Call that hose bib faucet.